Almonds have deeply moved into the non-dairy milk category, and so have walnuts, beginning to take a little stab at it, but pistachios have remained out of that category for consumers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Daniel Sumner is a UCNR Distinguished Professor of Agricultural Economics at UC Davis. He comments on the pistachio's unique position.
And we haven't, as say some of the other tree nuts and either some of the other crops, we don't see pistachios competing with the dairy markets or with the beef markets yet. They are still primarily a snack food market. They haven't, you know, you don't see the pistachio flours, for example. Like, you can go to the supermarket and buy almond flour. You don't go to the supermarket, at least most of us, and see pistachio flour being an almost standard item these days.
And again, you don't see pistachios in the milk department, as of yet anyways.
We've gone to oat milk. My daughters tell me soy milk is long gone, and now it's oat milk or other things, but you don't see pistachio milk there. And there may be some characteristics of trying to get to that product that get in the way, and it's also, frankly, pistachios are relatively expensive, and so that would make it tougher for them to price themselves.
Walnut husfly is a problem in many orchards, but so far, only crop protection products can control it. Use carefully and contact your pest control advisor for more information. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.